Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
And we are back, guys. We've been on a little bit of a spring break.
Yes.
Our children were out of school. Mine were out of school for 2 weeks. And LaShawna, yours were out for 1 week,
right? For 1 week, yeah. Well, 1 week and 1 day. They were out since Good Friday.
Yeah, so we could not get a time together. We were trying to take them places and do some stuff on our off days. So we're back, you guys, from our little break. So yes. What's been going on, LaShawna?
Well, our spring break got cut short. My son had surgery.
Yes.
So that was a little, impromptu stress. Mm-hmm. I was going to wait to get into it, but since we're starting off this way, I just wanted to share a little bit about it and how it happened and, just as like a warning to moms, when your children are complaining about pain, any type of pain, sometimes I know being busy or just not being familiar. I mean, I say all the time, I'm not a doctor, so I don't really know, all the signs of different random things. So basically, long story short, Easter, my 13-year-old Nasir was complaining about his stomach hurting. So he said, oh, mom, my stomach hurts. I feel full. So I was like, okay.
Your volume's up. Sorry, guys, we're just checking our phones.
Oh, make sure your phone, yeah. So he said his stomach was hurting. So I'm like, okay, well, what's wrong? He's like, I just feel really full. So I assumed I had made breakfast burritos that day. And he had his Easter basket candy, and so I just figured maybe it had something to do with that. And I said, was it hurt, or do you feel like you need to poop, or you know, what's going on? He's like, no, I just kind of feel full. So I'm like, okay. So we went to Boiling Crab that evening with my brother for our Easter dinner, and he barely ate any of his food, which was strange because it was like fried shrimp and fries, which is like one of his favorites. And so he didn't really eat a lot, so I just thought maybe it was because he didn't, you know, he just was full from earlier that day. It hadn't been that long since we had ate. And later on that night, he had texted my husband and asked me to get him some Pepto-Bismol. So he said that he had talked to one of his friends and told his friend that his stomach was hurting. And his mom said, just get some Pepto-Bismol. It's probably just from, you know, like the different things you ate. Plus, the day before that, he went with my mother-in-law and they went to brunch. And yeah, they had like a little event, Easter event, and so they were eating candy, so we thought it was maybe just like from mm-hmm. that. And so she told him to get some Pepto-Bismol. So when he texted my husband, and my husband was like, talk to your mom, like, I don't yeah. He's like, I'm not getting no Pepto-Bismol, like, what's wrong, you know, tell your mom how you feel. So he came in there, he's like, well, my stomach still hurts, I feel like I need to poop, but I tried to go and it didn't come out, so I don't know, I feel. So we just assumed that it maybe was constipation. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to drink some warm water and tea. And so I gave him some warm water and gave him some tea. And so the next morning when he woke up, I was at the gym and he called me crying. And he was like, Mommy, my stomach really hurts. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to go to the doctor today because yeah. this has been going on since last night.
And he doesn't normally have it.
He's totally healthy. Yeah. He doesn't really get sick. I mean, I've never had to take him to the doctor outside of like routine physical, like exactly. for football. And since we've been back, he hasn't even seen the pediatrician that he went to before when we lived out here before. He doesn't mm-hmm. even have like a set pediatrician here. And so besides his old one, he hadn't even had to see him. He just has his physical. So when he said that, when I got back home, he was like, it looked like he was in pain. Like, yes. I could tell that it was really bothering him. He was laying down in my bed, and he was just like, Mommy, my stomach hurts. So I was just like, we don't even have time to go all the way to Torrance, to your doctor. I'm just going to Google, like, yeah. a clinic or child's doctor's right office somewhere around here. And so I Googled some local children's hospitals and children's medical centers, and I saw on there it said 5-star something. Mm-hmm. So I looked at the reviews and it was like, oh, nice place, you know, whatever, whatever. So I just went and I wasn't even thinking about like who's the doctor going to be or whatever. I was just did a little prayer, Lord, just, you know, if this is the place we're supposed to be, this is where he'll go. Boom. Did a little prayer, went to the doctor's office. And they opened at 8:30 because it happened at it was around 8 o'clock, and so it happened at 8:30. It opened at 8:30, so I was like, that was the one that was going to open the fastest.
Yes.
So I got there to the place, and they were like, oh, if you you don't have an appointment, so we'll have to have you come back at 10:45. So I was just like, okay, fine. Came back. The appointment was she called me back right away and said, oh, we have a 9:15 appointment if you want to just come right back. And I was like, okay. Came back, put us right through, saw the doctor, his stomach was still really hurting. And she could see him like in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked him what he ate, the normal routine questions, whatever. At this point, we're just thinking like some type of stomach virus, stomach flu, something. And so she was like touching on his stomach and he's like, oh, it hurts right there, blah, blah, blah. And so she was like, I think, is it hurting because you're anticipating the pain, or is it hurting because you feel it, like, even if I'm not touching it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I think it's both, you know? So we still weren't sure. So at that point, he was already throwing up. That morning, when on the way to the doctor, he had threw up on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got there, he was throwing up again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely thought at that point, like, it has to be like some type of stomach virus, some flu or something. He's throwing up. And so she said, well, let's do a urine sample and a blood test, and that'll really tell us what's going on, because I don't see anything. The urine sample came back clean. So the blood test was what she said, it'll tell us the story, and then I'll just bring you back in the morning for the results, and we'll read them and see what's really going on. So I'll just give him some medication for the vomiting, to stop the vomiting, so that at least he can eat and doesn't get, you know, more sick, because he was throwing up, you know, like yellow because he hadn't been eating. And so she said, that'll stop the vomiting, and then we can see what's going on. So got home, and he's like, maybe my stomach just still hurts, but it's better because he had threw up. So he's like, now I feel a little bit better. So I got him some soup later on that night. The next, he was okay to sleep that night. The next morning, before he even woke up, the doctor had called me, and she left me a message on my voicemail saying to call her that she got the test results. So I called her right back. Before the doctor's office even opened, she had already checked his results and called me. And so I said, oh, yeah, we're set to come today. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to send you guys to the emergency room at Memorial, at Long Beach Memorial, because there's some infection in his blood, and because of the pain and where it's at, I'm thinking that it might be his appendix.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go there instead of wasting time coming here.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't want to scare you, but I do want you to go there. And I've already set up the ultrasound. They can read the records from his doctor's visit with me and the blood test results from the computer.
Yeah.
That's how advanced technology is.
Yeah.
So she sent that over, and we went right away to the emergency. They took us right away. They gave him Tylenol to, I guess, numb the pain a little bit for the ultrasound, so that they can do the actual ultrasound. They gave him the Tylenol, got there, got the ultrasound. It took them a while for them to find his appendix, which he said was a good sign. So he wrapped it up maybe like 15-20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, did he see, find anything? He's like, I just take pictures. The doctor's the one that reviews it and sees, and then, you know, I wouldn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And so got back to the doctor's office. Two doctors came in, and they're just like, okay, ma'am, basically, your son, it sounds like he has appendicitis. So we're going to set him up with the surgeon. I'm going to call the surgeon and, you know, get the specialist in here to look at the test results, make sure that this is exactly what this is.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have surgery today.
Today?
It hit me like a ton of bricks, because for one, it wasn't his doctor that's ever seen him before in life. This doctor's office I'm not familiar with, and then we're sending us to Long Beach Memorial with more doctors that we don't know.
And you're talking about surgery.
And you're talking about surgery. You're talking about surgery. I've never had surgery. My husband has never had surgery. Like, I couldn't even wrap my mind around it. It was kind of just like, wait, what? No, like,
what's going on?
I need a minute to process. It's a lot to unpack, sir.
Exactly.
And the doctors were basically just like, I mean, you can unpack and you can process, but this is happening. Like, we're basically overriding you. Like, it's voluntary, but because it can burst. And if it bursts, that's a whole nother heap of issues. So we're going to take precautionary. We're not going to give them antibiotics. The size of the swelling looks like it could burst. So it's going to happen. And it's going to happen today. Get ready.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, who do I know? Yeah. Where's the doctors? Who do I call? So I just
get a second opinion.
Yeah, to get a second opinion. It's like I didn't have time to take him anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I looked up online and I Googled appendicitis, and it was like you have between 0 and 72 hours before it bursts. Like the onset of pain to between that 0 hours of time to 72.
He was already 24.
He was already.
We don't even know.
It could have been 48.
Yeah.
You know, because we went, Sunday night was
exactly.
Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Sunday night to Monday night. We already at two and a half days. Maybe he ignored it on Saturday. I don't know.
No.
He's 13.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I didn't even have time to process it. I'm just calling all the doctors that I know, texting everybody, the nurses.
Yes.
And so my friend called me back, and I'm just like, what is appendicitis? I called my uncle because he's been to the hospital a million times. He was a kid who was born with some stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was in and out of the hospital when he was a kid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's had plenty of surgeries. And so I called him. I texted all the doctors and nurses that I knew. And so my friend text me back. My uncle talked to him, and then my friend texted back, who's a nurse and she works at a children's hospital in California. And so she told me, like, let them take it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're in good hands. Long Beach is like an awesome surgery department for children. It's like the number one hospital in Southern California. Like, you are in good hands. Like, let them take it out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to wait. It can burst. I've never seen anything good come from it bursting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's serious. Like,
yes.
This is really serious. Let them do what they need to do. That's why they're pretty much telling me, like, you don't have a choice. And so then I was just like, okay. And she's like, don't worry, it'll work out. Like, you know, if it hasn't bursted, then you're good. We'll be home by tomorrow. And I'm just like, he's going to have to spend the night. Like,
yes.
What? I'm like, if they're going to have to put him to sleep? She's like, yes, this is happening. Like, it's going to be. And so I was just like, oh my God.
Nerves so bad.
My nerves are shocked.
What?
So I said, let me call my husband. I called him. He's just like, surgery? Like, no, you didn't get him out of there. They talking about surgery for what? What? No, his stomach's hurting. They talking about surgery? That's serious. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, listen, this is happening. You need to get up here. So he was home with our daughters, and so I told my brother, asked my brother if he could pick them up, pick the girls up, because they couldn't come. Pick the girls up, bring them, take them to his house, whatever. So
what were they saying?
The girls?
Like, what's going on with our brother?
Yeah, they were just like, Snot's in the hospital. What happened? Like, what? He's in the hospital. Why? Is his stomach still hurting? Like, you know, they were just kind of like, you know, they're 9 and 11.
Yeah.
So they were just like, what happened? Like, what? So my brother just right away was like, yes, let me know what you want us to do. So my husband ended up he was just like, I don't have time to wait for him to pick him up. We just go and drop him off. I'm just going to drop him off over there so I can hurry and get there. So I called his grandmother, and I called my pastor, and his grandmother's a pastor. So I called her just for her to pray over the situation, whatever. So she was up there, like, in 20 minutes. She was just like,
ready.
You need me to come? Let me know. I'll call you back. I didn't even have time to call her back. She was already calling me, like, where y'all at? I'm here.
I'm
in the parking lot. What's
that? Exactly.
So I was like, okay. So she came. And so she really made me feel a lot better. She has had surgeries before, too,
mm-hmm.
and recently had, like, knee surgery and stuff. So she was
mm-hmm.
just, like, making him feel better, making us feel better. And I was trying not to fall apart in front of him. Of course,
yeah.
I did drop some tears, which I don't like to hide that kind of
yeah.
stuff. I just didn't want to make him more nervous. And so he already, you know, he wasn't, like, bursting out crying or nothing. He had a couple little tears fall, too, just out of nervousness.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen next?
Hold on.
And I just felt, like, helpless
yeah,
as a mom.
My baby.
There was nothing that we could do.
Yeah.
I can't fix it. And so, the moral of the story is he had the surgery. He did outstanding. He literally was in. It was, like, an hour surgery, in and out, top best surgeon. I mean, she was amazing. Dr. Shu, she was an amazing doctor at Long Beach Memorial, if you need a surgeon. She was awesome. The doctors there were so professional. Everybody was, like, so kind, made him feel so comfortable all the way down to the anesthesiologist, the nurses, the morning nurses, the night. Everybody was just amazing. So he had surgery at 6 o'clock that Monday. We were already discharged 2 o'clock the next day
yes.
in the afternoon.
Exactly.
So it just was, like, swift, very little pain. I didn't let him give him any morphine. They were trying to, one of the nurses was like, oh, I'm going to give him some morphine before, you know, so he can just, you know, numb the pain, saying that he's hurting. And I'm just like, no. We're going to just stick with the Tylenol, you know, as long as possible.
Yeah.
And he had antibiotics that night. And then the next day, he has barely had any Tylenol since being
mm-hmm.
home, maybe like twice when he first got home that night so that he could sleep comfortably. We did Tylenol. And then the next day, towards the end of the day, he had Tylenol. And that was it.
Yeah.
He's been fine walking around. Yeah, he made fried Oreos last night.
Yeah.
He went to school today.
Yeah.
So he's back. But so that was how our time went.
Spring break start.
That's how it started. and ended.
Yeah, because they only had a week.
They only had a week.
Yes.
Started and ended. And so we were disappointed but grateful. Like,
yes.
They were disappointed.
We,
but we were
summer.
Grateful. We have the whole summer. We have
the rest
of
our
lives. Okay. So I was just like, this is fine. But the blessing in all of it, I took some takeaways. So for one, we were supposed to go to Texas to see my brother-in-law and spend spring break in Texas.
Yes.
We had made that plan. Uh-huh. And then my brother-in-law was like, why don't you just come for Memorial Day weekend? Because then his son is going to be having his birthday party. He's like, then you guys could come to the birthday party.
Yeah.
That would be better. He was like, and now the weather's okay. He was like, well, right now, it's kind of unpredictable.
Yeah.
He was like, it would just be better in May. And so we were like, perfect. Mm-hmm. Because the doctor said that whether we would have been in Texas,
wherever
we were, that was going to happen.
Yes.
Imagine, and we were going to make it a road trip. Imagine us being on
the
road
and all this happened.
And this happened. His appendix actually bursted.
Yes.
Us being in a whole other.
Because you would have just been thinking, oh, he just has a flu or something.
Flu or something.
You know, maybe not thinking to, oh, let me take him to the emergency room because you're on the road.
On the road. You're not even thinking like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that was just like, okay, so that was one takeaway. Thank you, God, blessing us, looking out for us in advance, already restructuring our steps. That morning, me not taking any apprehension to go
to the doctor.
To the doctor.
We're going.
We're going.
Yeah,
period.
Like
we're going.
Instincts.
Yeah, we're going to the doctor.
Like something else is wrong.
Yeah, we're going to the doctor. I don't know what's wrong with you. You said your stomach's hurting. I can assume 50 million things, but I don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to the doctor.
We're going to the doctor.
You don't
out.
Wait.
And you don't do this.
You don't,
your stomach never hurts.
Hurts.
So
you know your children.
Yeah.
And just like your stomach, your head, headache. When kids are complaining about stuff like that.
Yes.
Headaches, stomach. Like you can't play with those major
mm-hmm.
organs. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And too many times, you know, it happens where you're not even thinking and it's not even not being a good parent. It's
exactly.
just like, you're tired. It was Monday, first day of spring break. I was just like, I did not feel like going to the doctor.
Exactly.
What's
thinking
going on with
just,
you, man?
Yes.
You know, like,
yeah,
so it was just like, I could have took that approach. Like, we'll just wait the day out. And if you're feeling bad, every second counted.
Yes.
Even to the point where, and we were in the doctor's office before surgery, they were continuously talking about rupturing. Not like, oh, well, now that you're here, every second
counted. Yeah.
It was like, okay, if it ruptures,
start.
You'll be here for 5 days. Because it can rupture during surgery while they're trying to take it out. And they had already made the orders that it was going to rupture. Like, they already had planned that. Every
just
doctor, it was like five more doctors that came in to talk to ask us what was going on. Like, they get second, third, fourth, fifth opinions from every doctor. Two different surgeons to find out where's the pain, where's it hurting, when did this start? Asking the same exact questions over and over again. Every single one of those doctors said, if it ruptures, you'll be here for 5 days. Already getting it prepared.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, you guys will go home tomorrow. Worst case scenario, though, which is what we're anticipating, is you'll be here for a week. You're going to be here for the rest of the week. Because if it ruptures, because it was so full, and it could every second counted. So from the time that he started complaining that morning when he called me, mommy, my stomach is still hurting. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
We gonna see what this doctor's talking about. And even the doctor, he's had his follow-up. He has follow-up on Friday with the pediatrician that referred him.
Uh-huh.
And I was just so grateful to her. And I said, thank you. People were shocked when I was telling them what happened that she even did that kind of follow-up.
Exactly.
Because she didn't even have to do that kind of follow-up.
Yeah.
The doctor's office wasn't even open yet.
Yes.
It was like God orchestrated that
whole
thing. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm like, when we take things so for granted, just our health, our lives are just so taken for granted every day, just thinking about random stuff. It's like, at that moment, my child's life. At any moment. And it's like, you
so
think
scary.
He's 13, never been sick. I've never even been to the emergency room with him.
Yeah.
Perfectly healthy kid. And then, honestly, I was thinking at that moment, just us being black, me going to this doctor who's not black, not knowing who she is, mm-hmm. and they're going down his history, and they're like healthy, never been sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like prime candidate for Rob's Oregon robbery candidate. Okay, Oregon. Have you seen Get Out? You haven't seen Get Out.
I haven't watched it yet. I gotta watch it tonight because we taped it.
I have to be honest, and what? That's where my mind was
yeah,
at.
Yeah, like wait.
I mean, we're in
let me find out about this
appendix. What is this going on?
I need to
know.
A little research real quick first.
I'm like, so that's what, and two, I'm like, your network is so important. Just the network of people that you surround yourself with is so important.
Yes.
I didn't call my mom. I didn't call my husband's mom. I didn't call friends or family that I didn't feel like knew what was going on.
What could happen? I don't have time to waste right now. I need to know.
I need to call Dr. Lisa, the people.
That can help me.
Right, that can tell me from a doctor's point of view,
is this the right thing for me to be doing?
You know, so I was just like, oh, I'm so grateful for my network of people, my friends that, you know, were able to talk me through that.
Definitely.
Not just, girl, we got you. It's like,
this is what you need to do. I know what to do.
Actually, I know what to do because I do this every day.
I do this every day.
Okay? So just the surgeon that he had was so amazing. She does it all the time. You know, he was like the third or fourth person that she had took their appendix out that day.
That day.
She's like, this is like the number one surgery that I do all the time. And as far as they know, the appendix, we don't even need it. It's not something that's not a vital organ that you even need. So you can live fine without it. Mm-hmm. And so just the fact that my baby has been through surgery, it was just very eye-opening. So my mind was just like, wow. God is amazing.
Just like you said, being grateful.
Just being grateful.
You know, for that. Because that's one of my main things. We talked about it yesterday in the event we had here at the salon. But just my prayer every morning is thank you, God, for waking
for
me and
my
children and my husband and myself being
healthy. Your health is your wealth.
I mean, you know, seriously.
It's your wealth. It's more important than anything.
Money, anything.
Anything
that's going on.
Without that, you don't have anything. You can have all the money in the world, but what's it going to help if you're in the hospital?
Exactly. Or if you have some
chronic illness
where
you're in pain
every day. Yeah, serious.
You know, so it's just.
You have to be so grateful for that. And just like you said, following your instincts.
Listen to the God within you. Yeah.
You know, telling you, go.
Go. I know you're tired, Mom.
Yes.
I know you're tired, but you need to take your baby to the doctor, and it's going to spend that day. Even the next day at going to the emergency room, me and my husband, he was home too, so he was like, do you want me to take him, or do you want to take him? Because I was going to come to work on that Tuesday. I was going to come to work, and so I was like, well, maybe I was going to have him go to the doctor's office, and when she called, he was like, well, I mean, you want me to just take him to an emergency? Because that's probably going to be all day. We had a meeting that day. Mm-hmm. We were going to meet. And so I said, yeah, because it's probably going to take longer than 12 o'clock. But I was like, you know what? No, I'm already dressed. He's already dressed.
Let me take him.
Let me just take him. Plus, you ain't going to ask all the questions.
No, I need these questions. I need to know what's going on.
Because if my husband would have robbed my son, put him in the car. He robbed him from the house. This is my child. You ain't about to do no surgery. We going to the house.
We about to get on the computer and figure this out.
We not doing this. We out of here. We ain't about to let these people ain't tell us nothing. My son is healthy. He's fine. We're going to go get that Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, my God. Right? Is what we go do. That's what my husband did when she was sick that time. His tongue turned black. Oh, he gave my baby. And that's what I was just like. He went and got the children's Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's fine. So he gave him some. And
So what did they say?
In the middle of the night, my baby woke up. This was after he gave him. No, girl, I was. Yo! I mean, I snatched that baby up. Let's go. My husband, he's still at. Bleep. Bye. He went to the emergency room. Is you crazy? Shit. He ain't about to eat a clove of garlic. No, we going to the emergency room.
Ain't no turmeric. There's not enough turmeric in this world.
There's not enough turmeric.
We're not doing
his
that.
His tongue was black, pitch black, and like hairy.
What? So what was it?
Freaked me out. out. I mean, because he woke up and he was like, Mom, my mouth hurts. And he had already been throwing up all day. Right. So I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I get up, turn the light on, open your mouth. What? I mean, I'm surprised I didn't just snatch him up and walk out the door right there. What? I was like, oh, my God. What is going on? Why is your tongue wet? And I was sick, too.
Oh.
We all, well, me, him, and Medina all had the flu. I think Medina had it first, and then she got it, and then I got it. So me and him were sick at the same time.
Right.
Throwing up, poop, just, you know.
Everything.
So I'm sick as a dog. I've been throwing up all day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, we're both just going to be up here sick.
You'll be sick.
So I get him. I'm like, it's probably like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, 2 o'clock in the morning. We gone.
We out of here.
Back to Long Beach Memorial. Where you was born, we're going back.
Oh, he was born there.
Yeah, he was born there. Both of them were. So when we got there, they looked it up. Because I didn't even have time to look it up.
No.
You know, after when I got there and they started on the computer.
You know this is not right.
No, I was just like, why is this? And it looked hairy. Like, it was crazy, you guys. His tongue was black. It would have freaked you out.
I'm thinking about it.
So anyway, sometimes the Pepto-Bismol will have a reaction to certain people. If you look it up.
Right.
If you type in on Google, why is my tongue black? The Pepto-Bismol thing will come up immediately.
That's so scary.
Yeah, that's so scary. So something in your body makes it do that.
Okay.
So it could happen to some people and some people it doesn't happen. Because I took some too and I was fine.
Right.
So, oh yeah, so he was fine. So they did that and then they just gave us something to stop the nausea.
Okay.
From throwing up. Yeah, because we both were throwing up.
Right.
And then thank goodness, because guess what? My husband got sick a couple of days later and still had the nausea pill.
Okay, good.
Because he's throwing up all over the place.
Right.
It's crazy how to go through your whole house.
And that's what I was thinking, too, with the stomach virus, with Nas the first day.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of just like, well, no one else is feeling sick.
Mm-hmm.
After we had went to the doctor, I was like, no one else was sick. Because
it happens, boom, next day.
I mean, you're already feeling
sick. Like, oh, somebody's going to catch it.
Somebody's catching it.
Definitely.
So no one was sick. And so it wasn't. And by that Monday, after we had already went to the doctor, he was saying that he felt better after he was throwing up, but he still wasn't really eating. And he said it was more, you know, he could still feel it.
Yeah.
It felt like
it probably
pain.
Was just that food off of his stomach.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. You know? Now the food is off, but now still is one
pain.
And so when we were leaving the hospital, because me and my husband spent the night with him, my husband slept right in that bed with him, with baby boy. And, We spent the night at the hospital. And so the next morning, I got up early, went and got the girls from my mom and my brother. And then, I came back up to the hospital, when it was time to discharge him. And, my husband took the girls home. They weren't even allowed to come in the hospital, period. You can't even be in the waiting room for flu season.
Yes.
I didn't even know that. So, he ended up taking the girls home because he had been there all night. It was like noon.
Mm-hmm.
I did the discharge or whatever, so we were leaving out, and the doctors were, first of all, amazed at his recovery. His snap back. He didn't even have any of the extra pain medicine. Mm-hmm. Everything was oral. They didn't have to give him any medicine through his IV besides the antibiotics that night. And they were just amazed at how quickly he snapped back.
Yes.
Like, and when we were walking to the car, I was like, how do you feel? He was like, Mommy, I feel 100% better. And it was crazy because at that point, I was just like, you were in more pain than you even were telling
me. To say. But sometimes, you know what it is? Like, when I found out I was sick, and then when I felt better, I didn't know how
sick
I
was
until I felt better.
Right.
And I was like, damn. I had no energy. So he didn't even know.
He didn't even know
how
bad
he felt until he felt better.
Because he said, Mommy, my stomach. And I said, well, can you describe it? And he was like, it kind of felt like a knife was stabbing me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wait,
what?
And he's like, I didn't know how to explain it, but it was like a knife or something sharp was in my stomach.
Ooh.
For 2 days.
So crazy.
And I was just like, he was like, I feel so much better. And I said, well, how do you feel about the surgery? And he was like, well, it's just part of my experience.
Yeah.
And I was
fine.
Like,
I'm a little soldier.
Yeah. I mean, he is a beast. What? A little soldier.
And
they loved him, though. They loved him. They were just like, they were asking about his grades. You know, like, they taught the nurses, the thing that I loved about them is that they knew how to deal with children.
Yes.
They knew what to talk to them about, to kind of get them distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And so the anesthesiologist was asking him about, right before the surgery, was asking him, like, how are your grades or whatever. He was like, yes, he was like, my grades are really good. I have straight A's. I'm really focused. He's like, I have one B right now. He was like, but I'm going to get that back to an A. And he was like, so the grades are important to you? He was like, yeah, I really want to go to a good college. I really want to go to a good high school. And I just want to be accepted by anybody, you know, with my grades. It's really important to me. He was just like, wow.
Okay.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah.
But
he's black. Uh-huh.
Okay. And he's thinking about that.
He's on it.
He's on it.
Please.
And, you know, so they loved him. He was telling them, I guess, I've never had surgery, so I don't know if, I know you're asleep, like you don't remember it, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you're, like, have you surgery before?
No.
So I don't know if conscious or something, but he told them that he wanted to go to Oregon. Mm-hmm. That's what college he wants to go to. And so he was like, I want to go to Oregon. And so when they came out, they were like, yep, he's awake. You know, you guys could come and see him. And he was saying he wanted to go to Oregon. You know, mm-hmm. that's college he wanted to go to. He's like, he's a great kid. You know, he's a real trooper.
Yeah.
And I was just so proud of him.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know,
man.
I'm just so proud of you. He's 13. And I'm just like, I'm just so proud of you for just handling that like a champ.
I'm seriously, you know?
I mean, because first of all, I was in a fog. Like, until we left that hospital, even all week,
Thank you, God.
I mean, it blew me away. I just was like,
for your children to be sick, it's just so,
And to be in pain, something you could do about it. Mm-hmm. Even my husband was crying. Mm-hmm. When it was time for him to go to surgery, he was just I mean, he was just like,
this is serious. They're trying not to. They're putting him under anesthesia. That's serious.
People don't wake up.
People don't wake up from that. So that will make your nerves beyond bad.
And I was just thinking about the different people that have had surgeries and didn't make it. You know, people that went in for simple stuff that didn't make it. And I was just like, Lord, please take that off my mind.
You don't want to think like
and
that.
And that's why I didn't really hadn't even talked to nobody. I was just like, I
can't. I already knew. I told you about the jaundice with us. I wasn't going to even bother you because I already.
No. I was like, I can't even think. I can't even.
And this was a surgery.
I need all my energy and all my mind to be focused on the Lord right now.
Yes. I don't have no time for nothing else. Not one iota.
I can't even think.
Please.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful today, Lord.
Yes.
Help me stay grateful for the rest of my life. Because that was just like, it was just an experience.
Yes.
And it was crazy too because even my kids, they were grateful though. Like, no one complained about not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, no one was like, why aren't we going anywhere? Why didn't we get to do anything this week? Like, they were just so happy that their brother was home. When he came out of the surgery, he was like, I just want to see my sisters. I just want to see my sisters. Oh. I just want to see them. When he came home and he saw them, he just kissed them and hugged them. And he was just like, so happy to be home. And I was just like,
yes.
Feel it. And so, yeah. So that
just makes you think about it. Family and
being grateful.
And being grateful.
Yeah.
And God's power.
So, yes, that was our spring break.
And we didn't do much of anything. We went to, Sky Zone.
Yeah, we were going to go that day.
Yeah, that was the day.
That Monday.
We were going to go. Yes. So they jumped, we had lunch, and we brought ourselves home.
Yeah.
And that was it. We went to Red Robin again the next day.
Because I was still going to
Red Robin.
Yeah, and I still was going to take the girls, but I was like, well, Nas isn't really feeling good, but my husband will be home.
Yeah.
But then after we left the doctor, I was just like, I don't really want to take my eyes off of him.
Yes.
And I just want to kind of watch him because he wasn't feeling good. I don't want to take the girls. I'm just like, we ain't
going nowhere.
We just going to do that.
Okay. And you'll be in Texas for Memorial.
For Memorial Weekend.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Is how we'll do that.
Maybe.
We'll do something else,
yeah. And so I'm just like, yeah, so it was fine.
It was fine.
It worked out.
Worked out. The children were here at the salon every day, so they were so happy to go back to school.
Yes.
Day.
They were like, this is
I mean, boring. They woke up. It was so boring. They can take. I mean, the first week was okay.
That second week, they're like, nah.
We tired of this, Mom. I mean, today, they couldn't wait to get up and go to school.
Well,
she went to sleep last night. I can't wait to wake up. I can't wait to go to school tomorrow. I mean, they barely gave me a kiss goodbye when I dropped them off. They were trying to get to that playground. make them late and see what's going to happen.
See what's going to happen.
Mom, come on. We have to hurry up. It's late today.
We got stuff today.
Waiting at the door. They were so happy.
Yeah, they were happy too. They were ready to go back.
Yeah.
My son was, and then he gonna say, because, you know, he's off sports for 2 weeks. He can't do any sports. And before we even left the hospital, he asked the doctor, he was like, well, I have a pool party that I'm supposed to go to on the 14th.
Can I still go to the pool party?
And he was like, we're just focusing on, we'll figure that out when you discharge. He was like,
so funny, such a kid. Can I still go to that pool party though?
He was like, I'm thinking the pool party's in the plan. He was like, we're gonna figure out whether you're gonna be able to swim or not. Like,
so
I don't know if getting in the pool is gonna be the best thing
you might have to do.
You might have to swim
on the side. Just chit chat. Socialize.
So that was his main thing that he was just like, I gotta get to that pool party. So
of course.
So funny. And then today when I dropped him off, he was like, Mommy, so am I going to basketball practice today? And I was like, no. And he was like, but I already missed, and you're going to miss it too. You wanted that, but guess what? He wanted to get that doctor's note for PE. He couldn't wait to get that PE doctor's note.
Don't forget my note for PE.
I mean, last night and this morning.
Don't forget to write
last night and this morning. Mommy, you got that letter, right? Where's the letter?
I hated PE.
I hated PE.
But I played track, and I did softball. But I hated PE.
PE.
It was so annoying.
He hates it. So he's just like, oh, God.
Dressing out. Right. I hated
it. Yeah. They have to dress out. He was like, I need that note. And I'm like, well, I said, that note applies for basketball, too.
So funny.
I said, you could go to basketball practice, but you can't practice. You just have to sit on the sideline just so that you can at least be up to speed on what they're doing.
Doing, yes.
And so he's like, okay, that's fine. So happy to get back to his friends. He was so happy to get back to
school. Yeah, that's how they were. They wanted to see the teachers and
their friends.
So what about yesterday? We had our event at the salon.
Confidence.
Curls, Kinks, and Confidence. Our second annual one. This year's focus. This is an event that we have at the salon. And this year we focused on beauty, wellness, and empowerment. So we invited people out to come listen to our panel of women from different professions, backgrounds, speak about their beauty, wellness, and empowerment. And then we had live makeovers. We had two makeover. We had a contest online, and two women won. So we made them over full hair, full makeup. So awesome! They felt so good about themselves.
Yes, it was such a nice event.
It was so nice.
Nice ladies. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a good time. People were really happy that we even opened up the dialogue about curls and kinks and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Different people on the panel, they really did a good job just explaining their journey and what black means to them, what their mm-hmm. black means, being black means to them, their black beauty.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't even really talk that much about natural hair this year.
No, we didn't really talk. We didn't really talk about natural hair. Which is good. I mean,
more about what's really been on the agenda of everywhere now. It just has been women empowerment, black women.
Feeling good about themselves.
Feeling good about themselves. And that ties in with natural hair.
It does.
You know? And
it's really just not about so much just natural hair. I feel like it's more the stigma that's attached to natural hair or just our black women and our hair, period. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. For every black woman, your hair is a thing. It's the way that you organize your vacations. It's the way. It's a thing.
It's a way that you think about where you gonna go to vacation. Oh, I might not be because you're gonna be doing a lot of swimming.
Or I'm gonna have to do my braids.
Or should I get a weave? Because I can't have my hair out. Because I'm gonna be swimming. I got time to be blow drying.
I'm trying
to relax from my vacation. Like I did with Medina last year.
I'm not worried about this damn hair.
No. I done put a little bit of extensions in my baby hair last year. Not a lot, you guys. I would never have my baby run here with extensions down her dang back. I mean, I just put a little bit of extension of natural curly hair, human hair, just the length of her own hair, only because I didn't want to have to deal with her hair. I'm going to relax on my vacation.
I don't want
to
worry about pictures.
My husband was pissed. He saw me put that hair.
He like, what? You done lost your mind.
You done lost
you your mind. Every
so you put extensions in my, oh, was she? My 3-year-old. She was getting ready to turn 4. Oh, my God. It was only a little bit, guys. I swear he was no longer. And it worked, though, because then I didn't have to wash her. I mean, when I did wash it, I could just wash it, and then that was it.
That was it.
I didn't have to. With her own hair, I would have unraveled.
It would have unraveled.
It would have been ridiculously frizzy and crazy. But guess what? We go this year. I put no extensions in. It's going to have to be with a BB. I don't feel like hearing this.
It's going to be a cornrow bun.
It's going to be a cornrow
bun.
Little bun. Tight little bun. Tight.
But, I mean, even for our children, it's a thing. Like, you have to think about what their hair is going to do.
That is so funny. Great.
But the thing that I did, I mentioned this yesterday, too, when they asked about, what was the first question? Confidence and
what was your,
let me look it up so we can read it out.
Yeah, because
it was a really good question.
What did we have? Four questions. It was a really good question. Let me see what that first question. I think it was about, how do you find your confidence in your beauty? What makes you in your black beauty, and why doesn't European beauty like affect you?
In today's society, with so much imagery of European beauty, how did you find your confidence to embrace your African roots in a non-European look? Mm-hmm. And then I was just basically saying, like, hair, even though it's definitely a big deal and what, you know, we focus on as black women, it's a thing. Like, even if you go put your hair in a ponytail, bun, whatever it is, you thinking about your hair.
Yeah.
You're thinking about what style you're going to wear, what color you want to be. Just, you know, you're thinking about your hair. It's a thing. But for me, I felt like I've never had a relaxer or anything, but I will flat iron my hair. Like, I still don't have a problem with wearing my hair flat ironed, mm-hmm. straightening it out, wearing it's different looks that I want to have.
Yeah.
I'll wear braids. And I didn't even start wearing braids until I was an adult, like grown. Kimberly was the first person mm-hmm. I ever braided my hair. Mm-hmm. And so I had never even had braids before, whatever, but it's an option. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'll still wear braids. I'll wear my hair any kind of way that I feel like it's going to look cute.
Yes.
And I don't feel a way about it. I'm not feeling insecure about my wet bun if I have to wear my hair slick back in a bun because I went to the gym.
Yeah.
I might get sick of looking at myself with that hair slick back in the gym.
But I don't feel a certain way about my blackness or my beauty.
I don't even tie it in as, because I feel like I'm black and I'm cute with my hair, whatever way I want to wear my hair. Mm-hmm. I don't feel intimidated or like I can't wear my hair, wet my hair, and wear my hair natural in its natural state. And I don't feel like I'm as cute, or I don't feel like I'm insecure about that, mm-hmm. you know? And so I feel like just us growing up with the women that we did, you know, they were confident. They wore their hair mm-hmm. different ways. If you want to wear a weave, doesn't mean that you want to be
white,
non-black, mm-hmm. white, Mexican, whatever. And so I feel like we're blessed to have the freedom of versatility. To be able to wear our hair straight or curly or wavy or braided or embrace that. Embrace you know what that. I mean? If you're ready to get rid of and stop doing the creamy crack mm-hmm. and get your natural stuff going and mm-hmm. do your big chop, do it.
Do it.
Don't be afraid.
Definitely.
There's options. And I feel like the good thing about the Curls, Kinks, and Confidence was to give women the option that are afraid of going natural or that mm-hmm. don't want to wear their hair. Because it's not just about wearing your natural state of your hair and you just don't have to comb your hair no more. No, but you still got to comb your hair. You still need to be given that some priority.
Looking groomed.
You need to please look groomed. Put your afro in a shape matches your face and your hair.
Yes.
Throw some highlights in there if you need to.
And keep it moisturized.
And keep it moisturized.
That's what you better do. Is keep it moisturized.
And so that really, I feel like, is the theme of Curls, Kinks, and Confidence.
Yes.
It's not so much like only people with natural hair can come. It's just us being black women, empowering each other in our beauty because we're bagged on and mm-hmm. talked about, scrutinized.
For our hair, or whatever, being black, or our lips, or our features,
even though everybody and their mama trying to be bite off of us.
Please. And want everything
and
we
have.
And make their skin.
But making us feel bad about
getting
it.
Getting booties down.
Right. It's like, and so it's, and trying to make us feel bad about mm-hmm. what we naturally have.
Yes.
So I loved it, though. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I think the women had a good time. People were definitely talking to us about.
They were.
Feeling better about themselves. Mm-hmm.
And we went into so many different things. We went into so many different topics.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what you really feel like is your destiny in life.
Right. Your calling.
your calling right. instead of just working at a 9 to 5. And that's not what you really
want to do.
We went all into that.
Yeah.
Being scared to do something because you don't have the education, you don't have a degree, or you right. feel like, should I have a degree to do something?
Or do I feel yeah. like less of a person if I yes, don't have a degree?
Definitely.
There's super successful people that don't have degrees. There's people that have degrees that don't use them. Mm-hmm. And so there's people that do have degrees and that do use them and are very successful. So I just feel that people got a lot out of that.
They really did. It went.
A great panel of women. Shout out to all the panel.
Yes. They were
everybody
all
that
super
came,
good.
Dr. Lisa, Camille, mm-hmm. Makeup, April, Prissy,
yes.
myself, and Kimberly.
It was,
it was a really good panel, just of different women, different ideas coming together and really showing up and showing out.
Definitely.
So that was amazing.
That was amazing. We had a good time. And we had a wine bar.
We had a
juice bar. Small bites that were delicious.
Yes.
They tore those egg rolls up.
And those mushrooms.
And those mushrooms. They were delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was. It was really nice.
And then my daughters did a little speech. Prissy's daughter did a little speech.
That was so nice.
So cute, right?
So cute.
They memorized it. They were excited. And I was really proud of both of them, but especially mm-hmm. Brooklyn, because Brooklyn is so, so shy.
And she did the best.
And she did.
She told Savannah
best.
Her part.
She told her
she
part.
She was whispering
her part to her. And guess what? Savannah was so, I got this. She only practiced a couple times. Because she's so, that's another little
and Brooklyn had that.
Brooklyn.
She was not playing.
Came out and she slayed. And Brooklyn said, we should practice some more, Savannah. She said, I don't need to practice because I already know it. And guess what?
Brooklyn
she forgot
her.
A couple of
and
her
it was
little
still cute.
Verses. And Brooklyn had to whisper to
exactly.
her.
Exactly. The shy one.
The shy one. Had
and
to,
she was fine.
And she was fine. Said her stuff.
She was perfectly fine.
And also, always give your children so many their options of what. Don't just assume because they've been a certain way.
Yes.
That, because
okay,
I
now I can't.
I pretty
she
much,
can't do this.
I counted
she's
it
shy.
Out. I counted
yeah.
her out. Prissy was like, you know, let's let Sadia and Savannah do the speeches, and I was like, yeah, Brooklyn probably want to come, but she's probably not going to want just because mm-hmm. I know her, and because in the past she's been so shy, not mm-hmm. wanting to get in front of people. This is a new day, baby.
This is a new day.
Okay.
Brooklyn's like, I'm ready. She done put on her little African dress.
She put on her African dress,
and
she said her part, and she practiced her part,
and
helped
her sister.
Helped her sister. And she's the old, she was the older sister. And
she
the
older
acted
sister.
As the older
she
sister.
Acted as the old. I'm so proud of her.
I'm so proud of her. So don't even underestimate your children on
don't.
What they do. Give them an opportunity
yeah.
and make them, you know, stand out.
Yes, that's
for
so true.
Easter baskets, I got them the little journals. I got Nas a journal. His was just like a plain black leather journal. And the girls had, the Dollar Tree had these journals.
Mm-hmm.
That one of them said, be brave. And the other one was, be brave and dream big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got Brooklyn, be brave.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that she definitely needed to work on.
Yes.
And what
and please,
the opportunity presented itself,
and
she said, "Oh, mommy, I will do it." And I said,
and "She didn't
oh,
even seem nervous.
You did? You want to do it? Or you're gonna have to get up in front of everybody?" And
yeah.
she was like, "I can do it. I'll just memorize it." And
yes.
I was like, "Okay."
And go.
And she did it. And she popped her sister up.
And memorized her
and
sister's
memorized
part.
Her sister's part. Hello, Savannah, Miss Confidence.
So cute. Yeah, the children have to do. A poem that every year at the school they have a poem contest.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, Nasheed, when he was shy like Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
he ran to his daddy because
right.
he didn't want to do it. So now he's ready. You know, he did a little Christmas program.
Right.
He did his part.
His part.
Sang his songs.
And
so,
it makes him feel so good.
It
Brooklyn
does.
Was not, girl, this morning, I got up this morning. Now, Brooklyn, you have to almost beat her into the shower.
Yes.
She only won't take the showers now. Her answer that. That was crazy. Brooklyn can care less about her hair. She can care less about any of that stuff. She's just like, let's just go to school.
Let's go to school.
I don't even have time to do that.
I
looked in the back. This girl had her earrings on. These earrings
she
that she
was ready.
Had. She put on her own earrings.
She's ready this morning.
I was just like,
oh,
Brooklyn.
Growing up. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it was just crazy. And I was just like, Brooklyn, you have earrings on?
Like, what is happening here? She's growing up.
And Savannah said, and I didn't even tell her to put those on.
Bye. Savannah will catch you, and she gonna tell you.
She won't.
No, Brooklyn.
You need
get
to
your earrings.
Get your earrings. Savannah wears earrings, and she wears a headband, some type of hair piece in her hair every single day. What
sister,
she's coordinating.
You need your earrings.
Put your earrings on.
And she didn't even have to tell her.
She already had her earrings on. She was like, yeah, mommy, I had these in my jewelry box, and I just pulled them out, and I put them on today. And she had Vaseline on her lips.
Bye. She ready. Lips ain't gonna be dry.
Podcast over.
Over.
She had a Vaseline. That's all we wanted
she
to say.
She was ready. Isn't that a trick though? Because she's growing up.
She's growing up. And I just was like, wow, don't limit your kids.
Don't limit your kids.
I'm like, yeah, because I could have just counted her out. Like, nope, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You're always afraid.
That's so true.
You know, and I just.
That's how I felt about the poem today when I thought about when I read the email. Okay, the poems are going to start. I got to find them one. Because last year I got this this poem about a frog or something. It was real simple and easy. And
not they challenging
gave,
him.
Yes, and they gave suggestions like Maya Angelou,
right.
You know, some others. So I was like, okay, this year we're going to do a real poem.
Right.
They can memorize
it. Percy took care of that poem. They didn't study that poem until Friday.
And they had that poem.
They knew it. And
they knew that poem.
I was thinking about the different, and Savannah was just like, oh, mommy, this is simple. We can remember.
Yes.
Brooklyn was like, I already know it.
Not challenging our children, yeah.
Or just already saying what they can't do.
That's so true.
And I'm like,
so they gonna have him a hard poem.
Okay, Lord, open my eyes.
Yes, thank you.
And help me with these children continuously.
Yes.
So yeah, it's been a good week.
It's been a good week.
Lots of blessings. Lots to be grateful for.
Lots to be grateful for.
An amazing Girls Cakes and Confidence.
It
good
really
job,
was.
Kimmy. You put that on. And you
yeah.
That was,
thank you. Thank you.
That was good.
And thank everybody else for helping me. Everybody helped. My whole team helped.
Yeah.
Prissy, you, Jeremy, Rachel,
Giselle,
and Aja. Everybody helped. So yeah. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you guys. So it was great. And we'll do it again next year.
Yeah.
It'll be bigger and even better.
Yeah.
We'll start thinking about it now. So
yeah,
everyone can come out.
Together.
Yeah, don't miss it next year, you guys.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll post a picture or something or some of our panel
on
our Instagram so you guys can see what
we're
doing.
We'll do that on Instagram today.
Yes. And then look forward to hearing some very good interviews we have coming up, you guys. Some super good stuff with some really good people. So we'll be doing that really soon. And we're back to every Monday again. We're off vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We're off spring break.
So we're going to make that happen for you guys.
Yes, make that happen for you guys. We're glad to be back today. This was super awesome. And once again, please go on iTunes, give us a review if you can. It only takes like 2 minutes, and it just helps for this podcast to get out to more people, which is what we're trying to do. Help women and families, the woman, you know, hey, we're the teacher. We're the one who guides our children. So we want to make sure that we get this out to as many women as we possibly can. So give us a rating or review on iTunes, and then go to our Instagram page and follow us, Modern Mommy 2, number 2. And until next week, everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.